Nate Webster has just gone about his business during camp, and that earned him a spot atop the early depth chart released yesterday at middle linebacker, which has been a close race with Nico Koutavidis. Webster welcomes the challenge and says he has used his love for the game to drive him.
I mean, I don't mind competing. You know, I had to compete last year. You know, we had some guys in, you know. And the same thing this year, you know, if you love the game, you know, it's nothing to it, you know. And to help our chances of winning by bringing competition amongst us too, to bring the best out of us, you know, so be it. May the best man win. You know, I know in the back of my mind that we're competing, you know, but it's going to boil down to who make the plays, you know, who want it the most, you know. And I stay hungry, man. I got an appetite that goes on forever, man, for football, you know. Like I said, I love the game, you know. And most importantly, you know, I want to help our team win.
Like his counterpart, DJ Williams, Webster is making a transition this season after playing the strong side last year, but is in transition he wanted to make.
I just wanted the opportunity. You know, I heard, you know, what was going on with DJ going back to the outside and me going back to the middle, bringing Nico in, you know. I mean, it's camp and it's football, you know. This is the type of business that the NFL runs, you know, and you just got to be up for the challenge week in and week out every day, you know, and that's me. You know, I've been playing this game for a long time and I had a love for the sport, so I'm not going nowhere.
The middle position is nothing new for Webster. It is a return home.
The middle is, like I said before, home for me. You know, last year, outside linebacker was what it was, you know. I got familiar with it. I got to know it, you know, but with my instincts and ability, you know, I could get to the ball and make plays, but it's nothing like that middle.
For more on day 11 from training camp, let's look at some of the highlights. The Broncos offense worked out of the back of their own end zone early on in practice. Selvin Young takes the handoff with a wide open hole and a lot of real estate in front of him. Tony Scheffler was showing off his receiving skills today by stretching the field. Patrick Ramsey throws his deep ball down the sideline with Scheffler hauling it in right in front of the fans. Later, Cutler and Scheffler completely fooled the defense. Look at Scheffler running down the field wide open with no one around him. The defense leaves no room for quick six, also known as Affan Yalridge on this run, led by Jamie Winborn. Last year's first-round pick, Jarvis Moss, uses his speed to chase down Ramsey for the sack. Ramsey would strike on another deep ball, this one down the sideline to the speedy Glenn Martinez, who makes the grab for the score. Eddie Royal just continues to make play after play. During the offensive two-minute drill, he concentrates to look in this deep pass from Darrell Hackney. The next play, with time winding down, Hackney rifles this pass to Sammy Parker in the back of the end zone for a touchdown that ended practice on a high note. That's going to do it for day 11 of training camp. We will see you tomorrow.